Hi everyone, it's Jo, and this is day 12 of Octava, and this is to talk about our favourite music app. Well, I guess I'm quite boring on this one, to be honest. I don't have any music in my library on my phone as yet. As some of you will know, I downloaded Boss Jock with the intention of putting music on my phone so I could do better boos for Octava, but then the laptop went belly up. And has yet to be fixed or replaced. Probably a replacement, I would think, down the line. So I just use Django, which I really like. It's a radio app, I guess, but not radio as in listening to Radio 1 or whatever. It's you pick... There are genres that you can pick, so say 70s, 80s, or rock, or New Age, things like that. But you can also put in an artist that you like. So say I was to put in Dire Straits, that I keep harping back to, but I do like them. Then it would play Dire Straits music, but it would also play artists that it considers to be similar to Dire Straits. But since iOS 7, they have updated it, and I think it's quite nice that when... You've always been able to fine-tune a radio station on Django, but you can do it even more now. So if you don't want an artist to play, you can, you can alter that. You can also click on other artists that you would like to play. So, for example, I've got Tracy Byrd, who's a country and western singer, on Django, and I can ask for suggestions, and it came up with, say, Michael Montgomery. And I can click for it to play that as well, or not. So that's quite nice that you can fine-tune it a little bit to make it more suitable to you. The other one that I use, which is Bloom FM, which when it first came to my attention, it was totally inaccessible for people with a visual impairment using VoiceOver. But I contacted the makers, and they were kind enough to involve me in testing. Hang on, just let me turn that down a little bit. In testing it, and they made it pretty much totally accessible for voiceover users. But since I was 7, it's become slightly inaccessible again. So I've still got it on my phone, but I'm thinking of contacting them again and just asking them if they can tweak it a little bit, which I'm sure they probably will. But I've had it visually described to me by Rick, all one word, and it sounds rather nice. He described it as like a flower with petals, and each petal is, say, a genre of music, and you click on one, and then it takes you to, it's like, I think a little bee comes and collects nectar from the flower or something. It's all very visual and very nice, and it sounds really good, but it is actually quite accessible for voiceover users, which is great, but just needs tweaking a little bit since the 7 update. But they're the main two that I use. I have used TuneIn. I've had a little look at Last, but I didn't continue with that. I didn't persevere, which perhaps I should have done. So my main one is Django, really. I'm kind of old-fashioned in that if I want to listen to music, I stick a CD player in the stereo, or, you know, in the car. Yeah, Django I do like. If I can't sleep at night, then I quite often put Django on and relax to some music with that. So Django and Bloom are my two favourites, really. So sorry to be quite boring and quite brief, but that's it from me for today, and I shall chat to you all again tomorrow. Oh, I might have a little music thing later that Jodie's found that I thought I might annoy you all with later. So I might do an Octava extra or an Octava bonus later on with Jodie. But for now, that's it from me, and I shall chat to you all soon. So take care all. Bye.